Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. Seems that the market might be running out of gas. As mentioned in previous and recent Money Matters news, seven of the best-known and loved stocks may have had a big part in driving the recent multi-month rally in equities. As covered in my recent newscasts and articles, the data that the Central Bank of the U.S., the Federal Reserve, bases its decisions on are mostly backwards-looking. It is the nature of statistics. Employment and jobs data look at what has already happened, as does consumer prices, consumer savings, and spending habits, and just about all the other statistics that flow out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Of course, it would be impossible to tell what will happen, as no one has a crystal ball, but the Fed bases their decisions on where we are going from where we have been. A difficult and some say an impossible task. The poor Fed. No one can tell what will happen, when it will happen, and how long a time frame something will occur, and the Fed is no exception. But the Fed is responsible for wielding its monetary tools to bring down inflation while hopefully maintaining a stable economy and healthy jobs market. As I suggested a month or so back, because of the backwards-looking data, last quarter's earnings report from public companies illustrated a consumer that was still ringing up the cash registers. Hence, the Fed indicated back then, at that time, of course, it may continue on its crusade of raising interest rates to quell inflation. Now we fast forward to this quarter's most recent earnings reports, and some companies are now reporting slowing demand. Although calls for a recession rang out loud and clear through many news conduits beginning around a year or so ago, the revisions from many analysts, some, have toned down the alarm that a recession may not be as severe or even occur at all based on the last period's earnings reports. Again, I will reiterate, however, my prognostication that savings from lavish COVID payments to consumers may now just be running out and people are having to go back to work. Recently released earnings reports suggest the consumer may be cutting back on their spending and increasing their credit card debt. Sounds like a slowing economy to me. Although it took a while, it may now be becoming apparent that the Fed's tools to squash the economy are working. Couple that with stubborn inflation and we may be finally seeing the slowdown that I projected and that a recession might still be in the cards. We will see if the Federal Reserve or your Money Matters columnist, yours truly, is correct on or about early 2024, which is when I suspect something unmentionable may hit the fan. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only. It's not meant as investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California Insurance License OL34249, and I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. Our website is moneymanagerradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name is Mark Cunaberti.